Hello.
Alrighty. We ready to go with the flow?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of go with the flow. Okay, whoa. That's better. Okay, mute us.
This is Angel Edenburn, author of the Kansas Vampire series, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Here, in a world where the sun burns cold, and the wind blows colder, a visitor has come, but not by herself.
It started.
The suspense is back.
And we have no weapons of any kind?
The fear is back.
No! Don't look back, dude! Run as fast as you can!
And most of all, the bitch is back. Alien 3.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Popcorn Movies, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I'm Richard, along with
Logan here.
And we are still looking at the Alien franchise with this episode. In this particular one, we are on Alien 3, or
Alien Cubed.
Yes, the actual PR for this actually has it as the cube symbol, if I remember right.
Yeah, and it's like that in the front of the cover and kind of in the side of the DVD's right. Case, too.
And I'm not sure why, if they were just trying to be funny or what, because there's not three aliens.
Nope.
There's two, I think, max.
Yeah, there is. Just two.
So yeah, don't know why, but that's all right. Anyway, we're going to let Logan take over and read the back of the case for us. Mm-hmm.
Lieutenant Ripley is the lone survivor when her crippled spaceship crash lands on Fiorina 161, a bleak wasteland inhabited by former inmates of the planet's maximum security prison. Ripley's fears that an alien was aboard her craft are confirmed when the mutilated bodies of ex-cons begin to mount. Without weapons or modern technology of any kind, Ripley must lead the men into battle against the terrifying creature. And soon she discovers a horrifying fact about her link with the alien. A realization that may compel Ripley to try destroying not only the horrific creature, but herself as well.
And this is one where, of course, it is an older movie, so we are going to be doing spoilers here. Most everybody's seen Alien 3. If you haven't, check it out and then come back if you want to.
To be fair, I'm not sure I had before this.
Oh, okay. Well.
Or if I had, it been long enough ago that I'd forgotten.
I don't know. I forgot. Sometimes I do that, especially with when I'm reading stuff now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Sigourney Weaver is reprising her role as Ripley. She's pretty much the only cast member back because at the very beginning of the show, her movie, it's kind of cool how they did this. They interspersed it with the opening credits with them in the Colonial Marine ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then we come to find out, maybe there was a third. There were three.
Yeah, because the very one beginning. What happened to that? Because we only ever saw the alien, but
it must went down with the Colonial Marine ship. I don't know.
I guess, but you'd think they'd have found it.
Because at the very beginning, anyway, like we said, there's been an alien facehugger that's been on the ship.
Mm-hmm. There was at least one facehugger on the ship because it got the dog.
No, that was on the colony. The dog was on the colony.
Yeah.
I'm talking about on the ship when it originated.
Mm-hmm.
There had to have been some type of full-scale alien on the ship.
Yeah.
Because they kind of showed the burn marks and all that, but they did show the egg when it came open with a facehugger and it went into somebody's capsule to lay an egg.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't really show who.
Yep. Though it does reveal eventually.
True. And we might, I don't know if we'll talk about that or not. We'll decide when we get there. But anyway, that alien that helped the facehugger, maybe it was a facehugger got cut while it was going into the stasis tube.
That would make sense.
So the facehugger got cut while it was going into the stasis tube, but you don't know whose it is, and the blood drips down and goes through the floor and starts a fire in basically kind of like the engine room or some type of a compartment that's critical to the operation of the ship.
Yep, and that kind of screws everybody but Ripley over.
Yep, because it starts a fire and they get ejected, which is what was supposed to happen. They do get ejected, but it's like this thing has no automatic steering control or anything. It just falls to this planet, which happens to be a mining planet, which is done by the Whaling Company, but it is also a...
Well, it basically a monastery now.
Well, now.
But yeah, it used to be a maximum security prison.
There's what I was looking for. So, and then, so we had prisoners working for the Whaling Company. Go figure. Government and private industry mixing there, which does happen. This shouldn't be too surprising. But they crash land on this prison planet. And that's where two of our survivors from Aliens gets wiped out.
Yep.
Newt is gone. And so, Corporal Hicks is gone. Bishop is still there, but he's been all to pieces almost, anyway.
Yeah, he's basically in a kind of coma for 90% of the movie, and then 70% of the movie, and then dead for another 25%.
But he was torn apart at the end of Aliens because the Queen ripped him in half, so that isn't too big of a surprise with Bishop.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, and that'll be a callback later on that we'll get to as well. But the prisoners bring the ship into the prison, basically, and I guess this moon or planet, it rotates, and it's a cold planet to begin with, but when it rotates and it's on the dark side, it really gets cold, and they have to basically go down into catacomb-type base that's underground to survive. And that's where this kind of begins. And we come to find out that there was another alien on the ship. Another egg, rather. And this is where Logan came in with a doggy.
Yep.
It's not Scooby-Doo's. This doggy don't survive very long. And like you said, this is the first time that we get to see
a dog alien or any other alien than humanoid. Either the original or human.
Yeah, so it's like, this is cool. Okay, this is a different alien that we haven't seen before because they've always had bipedal. You know, it's always been humans that it's always interacted with. And so this one, we get an alien that goes on all fours, just like the dog. You don't play fetch with it, though.
Yeah.
Don't, if you want to play with this doggy. Period. But we get to... Go ahead.
Well, it's not quite fetch, but they do give it a walk.
Kind of. They give it a walk. But we get to this prison, and it's an all-male prison. And like Logan said, it's been kind of turned into a monastery, in a sense, because the company stopped production of the mine. Or no, they didn't stop production of the mine, but all the prisoners did their sentence. They said they were no longer going to employ the inmates. They would either be transferred or sent back home. But the inmates were like, no, we like it here. We want to stay.
Yep.
So the company says, okay, you can stay. And then they formed their own religion, basically. And they've declared a vow of celibacy.
Yep.
Which gets tested because of Miss Ripley.
Much easier when there isn't any one with the compatible gender to be tested with.
True, but when you introduce a female into an all-male society, that can cause some issues.
Yeah.
So the warden tries to say, no, don't do this. We need to keep you isolated, basically, keep you protected.
Because they are calling the company, get her retrieved and home safe and all that.
True, they did do that. So they want to do that, but Ripley's Ripley. She doesn't want to do that. She walks around anyway. But they did tell her at the very beginning that she was going to have to shave her head.
Yep.
Because I thought at the first time I saw this, I didn't catch that, and this was several years ago. This was actually done in 1992, and I was less like, oh, she's doing it to blend in. Yep. But it wasn't. There was an actual purpose to it. Do you remember what it was?
No, but I do remember the, so do you like your new haircut line?
Yep. It was because of lice. Lice was rampant there. And a lot of times when they put stuff down that was in cloth or sacks, you saw these bugs pop out of it. So I'm assuming if it wasn't lice per se, it was these bugs got into the hair. So that's why everybody had shaved heads. I mean, every cast member had shaved heads. Or a skull cap on, one of the two. But it looked like they were shaved. Mm-hmm. Even Sigourney's looked like her head was actually shaved for this. So she allowed them to do that. But the priest type person, his name is Charles S. Dutton. His character's name is Dylan. And then we have a medic that's been there. Mm-hmm. He was sentenced there for 7 years, but then he did a sentence, but he chose to stay. And his name is Clemens, but his name is Charles Dance. So we got two Charleses. And they basically are there to...
They're the...
Not necessarily help Ripley, but in the end, they do help her. It's a little antagonistic with the Dylan character and the Clements. Mm-hmm. Not as antagonistic, but Ripley doesn't trust him very much, it seems like. Did that you get that feeling?
It seems like she has trust issues in general, whether she's going to be believed or not. Which, last time she was put in the insane asylum, so... Yeah, probably a good point.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. And even when the attacks did start, we have the dog alien. Mm-hmm. The attacks did start, and she kind of was like, do I tell them or not?
Yeah.
Do I? Are they going to put me in the nutty farm again? Or what they would have for the nutty farm? So she chooses not to. Even Clemens, who she has started to trust, but doesn't have enough trust. Yep. And then when the warden is kind of talking to these guys because the worker has been found dead and then two more have been missing. Mm-hmm. And then while they're having this meeting, a third worker actually gets back and he's talking about a dragon.
Yep.
And Ripley tries to tell him then that he's telling the truth. I need to tell you something. He's like, you're nuts. You're nuts. Basically, they didn't say it that particular way, but basically.
They were a bit more diplomatic, but they weren't agreeing.
So while Clemens and her were still in Med Bay, the warden went back to kind of tell the other people that they're missing. We need to go searching for them. Mm-hmm. And while he was there, the alien gets into the medical bay.
And doesn't he kill the doctor then?
Yep, he kills the doctor then, so there's one of her people.
Close conversions.
Yeah.
Yeah, the closest thing she has to friends, they're dead.
Yep. But she goes running to the
meeting and then...
Yeah, which was in the diner.
Yeah.
And she is saying, there's an alien, there's something here. And they're like, no, there's not. This is ridiculous. But then the proof comes when, down out of the ceiling, reach down and he grabs the warden. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jump. It takes a bit for their
leadership structure to get repaired, but eventually the priest gets put in charge. Yeah.
At the very end, Ripley's kind of in charge too, to a degree. They do... the assistant warden is kind of in charge, but not. He kind of wants to be, but they kind of just blow him off. Mm-hmm. But he does have the codes to the communication satellite to talk to the people that are coming to get Ripley. And we come to find out that they are making a beeline there because it was supposed to take a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it took probably less than...
2 days?
3 days.
3 days?
Less than three.
Because when the last time he was in communication with them, Ripley was wanting him to get on there and say, she was dead, alien's dead. Yeah. And he was like, no, I want to be saved. I want to go home to my wife and kids, which most people would want to.
It's understandable.
And he won't give her the code. She storms out mad, and a message comes through saying they're 2 hours away.
Yeah.
I was like, dang.
They sped up.
Really? So, and we do get the scene with Bishop. She cobbles together Bishop out of the junk pile and brings him in. And Logan and I were kind of scratching our heads because maybe cross-training, who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure she was supposed to have that technological skill early on. But whatever. That technological skill. She wasn't a mechanic. What was she anyways? Pilot or?
She was a pilot.
Yeah.
But she worked on Bishop like she knew what she was doing, but all she was doing was sticking some things into his ears.
This is where the audio jack is, apparently.
And I was kind of like, I didn't know she was an engineer or she was just a pilot. And Logan was kind of like the same thing. Mm-hmm. So that's where that comes from.
Oh, that reminds me. There was another bit earlier on than where we are now, but when she was investigating the ship at first because she wasn't sure if an alien had gone with her or not. She was telling them that there was an outbreak of cholera for them to burn what they could. Well,
cholera?
Cholera? Yeah. Whatever it was.
Right. But, and basically to get them to quarantine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you could easily make it much more truthful and just say parasite and not talk about how big that parasite is. True. Just say parasite lethal to human and pretty highly contagious.
Yeah, and I agree with you there. To be able to say that it's a sickness, okay, that could happen. But it's like, I'm like you, it's like if they have space exploration, they know about alien parasites too, you would think. That's happened in the past to make an outbreak of mm-hmm. sicknesses. So I'm kind of like, that would have worked too. So I agree with you there. They could have just went with that end of it. Mm-hmm. But I guess they wanted to catch her in the lie.
Probably.
Or the doctor to say like, no, this person didn't die of this, because they did an autopsy on Newt.
And they didn't, I don't think they actually found anything that indicated the...
Just that she drowned mm-hmm. on the tubes. Because her
cryo tube was slightly damaged. Yep.
And we kind of briefly mentioned how they died, but that was how Newt died. She drowned in the cryogenic fluids. Hicks just got stabbed. Yeah. And they did it in such a way where I don't even think they had the same actor in the scene, because you couldn't really tell what his face looked like. But it was half eaten away by acid in Aliens anyway.
Yeah,
if I remember right, because he got sprayed down the side of one side of his face and down an arm at the very end. That's why he was unconscious, and she had to take him to the ship.
Yeah,
so there was that. But yeah, that was sad to see Hicks. Because what my big thing with Aliens, I was like, I was so pumped because this was going to become a sci-fi military thriller. They were going to be, as they said in Aliens, a bug hunt's going to be going. We're going to go to the Colonial Marines and just start going after aliens.
Nope,
didn't happen. We go basically back to the first movie almost.
Yeah.
Because it's a hide-and-seek deal within the prison, where it was a hide-and-seek deal in the ship in the first movie.
Yep. Except for even less well-equipped.
True.
Because I'm pretty sure they had at least torches and stuff in the first movie.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe the occasional guns.
They had torches that they fashioned into flamethrowers. Yeah. And some rifles, yes. But
this one, the closest they had to weapons, scissors.
Yes. Don't run with scissors, folks.
Yeah. One of them actually almost got killed by that. Yeah.
He came around a corner and almost got stabbed in the gut by one of them. Yeah.
Then he went, hold it like this. And
yeah, flipped it in his hand so it wouldn't stick out. So yeah. That was pretty good. And a lot of these prisoners, there were some that were crew. They did have an attempted rape scene in it, which Dylan came and
broke that up.
Broke that up with Ripley. Mm-hmm. But most of the prisoners, their attitudes weren't they knew she was a female, but they didn't come right out and, you know, at the beginning they're like, yeah, this is a female, something new, something like, ooh, goodness.
Yeah.
But after
that,
everything happened so fast and the alien attack, that was all forgotten. It was like, save yourself. Let's save everybody, not necessarily yourself. Except for one. One of them wanted to save himself.
Yeah, but pretty much everybody got to risk their lives to save everybody.
Everybody got to not only risk, they gave their life almost.
Yeah, quite a few of them did.
Because they played chase with them?
Yep.
That's what Logan was talking about earlier, I think, with walking the dog.
Let's go through this corridor. Follow me. Close the door, quick.
It's like, okay, this is a good game. No, it's not.
And the ending, how they were capturing the alien in the inside, seemed a bit odd, but it worked.
Yeah, it worked. And how far do we want to go with the ending? Do we just want to go with spoilers?
We've already mentioned that she was calling to tell them that she was dead, which, and the back actually almost spoils it for you.
So just go forward with it then?
Yeah.
Okay. Spoilers ahead, folks. But we find out before they do the maze thing with the chasing, she has a suspicion, because we wanted to talk about this a little bit too, of how this worked. She has a suspicion. She's been sick, and they thought it was a hypersickness, I guess you would call it, hibernation sickness from the cryogenics.
And the alien actually, even though it got right up to her a few times, doesn't kill her.
Yeah, it does not kill her. She even went to it purposely the second time to try to make it kill her, but it wouldn't touch her. And so she goes to the escape pod, because that's the only thing that has any type of technology on it, and has a med scanner that's still functional. And the system warden helps her out. scans her and come to find out.
She's got a queen in there.
Yeah, she's got a queen. And
which apparently takes longer to gestate than the normal alien.
Well, is that the case or is there different reasons? Because you came up with one reason.
Yeah, the cryotube messed with it somehow.
Right, cryotube and all that stuff because she was in stasis. So even though she was the one that got attacked in the escape pod by the facehugger. So I don't know if because cryogenic fluid was still going through her body, it stayed there. Of course, it was a pretty fast boom, boom, and the escape pod ejected. But the other thing that I saw, remember what the doctor was always doing or the medic was always doing with
her? The morphine.
His special mix of medicine, kind of painkiller plus to help with flu and cold.
That might have done something. I
wonder if that might have slowed it down some. Because you're right. It either the queen takes longer to gestate, or it was a mix of that plus the other two things.
Yeah.
So it made sense. But you find out that, which this kind of leads into the possibilities of 4. And when Logan watches 4, because he's seen bits and pieces when he was younger, just clips when we fly through channels, but we're going to watch that next. So he'll find out what we mean there.
Was that the one with the walkway with tubes? And that is literally all I'm remembering of the one I'm thinking of. But yeah, who knows? I know that was an alien one, but I might not be remembering the tubes.
I think you're right. I think that you're remembering that scene right, and we'll get to that when we talk about 4.
All of about 5 seconds of that movie I can recall seeing.
Yeah, you were younger then, so we didn't want to watch it. So, but she finds out about that, everybody sacrifices themselves, but it puts their lives on the line.
She does that a bit more literally. Radical.
But Dylan did too.
Yeah.
Because let's jump back to the final dog alien. We have them going through these mazes, having it chase them for a purpose.
Yeah, they need to get them into the place where they pour the molten lead.
Yep, and they do. But Dylan has to sacrifice himself to keep the alien down there.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
You probably could have used Ripley for that position, but yeah.
I don't know because it didn't know she would be in danger. So it might have climbed out to go after them.
True.
So I can kind of see why Dylan had to stay down there.
True.
And they did capture it in there, but while they're up there looking at the bubbling molten lead,
it starts getting back up.
Not just up, it pops out of there and comes flying out like a force leap.
Yeah, which is wow.
Really? It jumps pretty high, which I guess... we don't know what all an alien can do, I guess. But
this
gets,
is a different breed than normal.
And it's a dog. Dogs have better jumping abilities because some dogs are pretty good jumpers. They jump pretty high. See some of them catching frisbees?
Yeah.
Yeah. We saw the alien catch a frisbee, folks. No, we didn't. Yeah.
So they decide to turn the sprinklers on.
Yep. Which makes sense. Yeah.
Stress structures and all that.
Yep. So
which makes it go boom.
Yep. And then while all this is going on, the Colonial Marines arrive with the Whaling Company. And or is it Colonial Marines? They come on a Colonial Marine ship, though.
Yeah, it could be the Colonial Marines. It could be just private company.
That's there to help them out. Whaling basically has their fingers in everything.
Yeah.
In this future world. And they come through, and some of the outfits are kind of outlandish. One of them have, one of the scientists is in white, but then he has like a plastic rain gear on with silver glasses. Okay.
I'm guessing acid.
Fashion statement. Or acid. Or he's on acid. No. I know. And then we have either the private guards or the Colonial Marines in cold weather gear. Uh-huh. Which we didn't see in the first one because they were going to a planet that was terraformed and they had hotter weather. But to me, and this is way before this game came about, but it was kind of reminiscent of, was it Lost Planet that's in the ice?
Yeah.
Snowy environment, and they had those environmental suits, and it was like, those were in the face mask, and I was like, that's kind of reminiscent of, I'm wondering if that game drew a little bit of inspiration from Aliens 3 to get that design because it was kind of similar.
Huh.
I'm not going to say exact, kind of similar.
And they also brought with them the company head.
And who is that head?
Ah, I have I know he's the base of Bishop.
Just went blank. There you go, Bishop.
But he had a different name, didn't he?
It was Wayland.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had the first name was the same or not. I'd have to actually go back and look. Because yeah, in IMDb, it just said Bishop 2.
Yeah, that's...
So I don't know. But that's Lance Henriksen. So he reprises his role. And he's the head of Wayland, but he's a CEO, but he doesn't do a lot of things, but... He thought this was important enough. He needed to come, and so they get down there after they've killed this other alien, and they're like, or was it before they killed that alien?
They get there before, but arrive just about maybe a minute later.
Okay, but they do know that she has an alien inside her, and the only thing the only thing I can think of is. If they control the military, they did the scan. Maybe that was transmitted to
her. Yeah, because Bishop actually told her about that. Never mind. Okay. Not sure why I didn't know how, because it literally spelled this out for it.
Okay.
Because Bishop said that everything going on in that ship was transmitted back to the company.
Got it. So there was aliens on this ship before the guy on that colony in Aliens actually... Somehow another alien got aboard.
Mm-hmm.
Or you wouldn't have had... multiple eggs, because there are at least two facehugger eggs on board.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a question mark. Yeah, how?
Yeah.
I don't know either. So that's a big question mark. Unless the troop carrier somehow went back up with two eggs, then came back down. But that doesn't make sense either.
Yeah.
And the queen didn't have time to lay them. She didn't even have the sack of eggs on her.
Yeah,
so I don't know. That's a question mark that's kind of just left out there, and you just have to go with the story.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that Ripley does not want to let them have this, because he's like, you don't understand. At first, he's kind of like, we will take it out. We'll cut it out and let you get on with your life, because we know these are dangerous.
She calls their bluff.
Yep, she does. And then they finally say, but you, okay. You
could learn so much from investigating this thing. Yeah, I know.
So she makes the ultimate sacrifice, because there's the furnaces that are keeping this place heated up are two massive furnaces, and they are molten. They're like nuclear furnaces, I guess. And there's flames down in there churning, fire of some type.
But she goes down.
Yep, she goes down. Not with the ship, but I don't know how you would say that. With the complex. Or with a complex. That sounds bad, too. She goes down with a complex now. She goes down with the base, in essence. She sacrifices herself and hugs the alien queen because it's starting to burst. Well, it actually does burst through her chest at the very end.
Then she just grabs it and boom.
Yep. So that's pretty much Alien 3.
Yep.
Like I said, I can account for two aliens. But not where they do the cubed.
Yeah.
So that's,
it's a bit odd why they put
that's dead. Yeah, it's like, why don't you just say Aliens 3? Why did you put it as the cubed symbol?
Yeah.
Weird, but that's all right. Cool marketing scheme.
Yeah.
I mean, it works. I mean, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Something different than just Alien 3. I think maybe that was their thinking. Let's kind of make this like here.
Like they had Aliens instead of Alien 2.
Yeah. So, and...
Flip the two around instead of just... having it there.
True. And when we go to the fourth one, it doesn't have a number either. It's Alien Resurrection.
Yeah.
So that's...
And apparently that one has a video game based on it.
Yep, it does. Well, Colonial Marines. So Aliens had their game, the Colonial Marine game, or is that later on?
That wasn't actually set as Aliens. It's... They're
fighting aliens, though.
But they're fighting aliens, but it's...
Set after the fact?
I'm not sure. I'd have to play through it again to see where it is. Because it's not set in one of the movies, but it is in the Alien timeline.
Right. That's where I was. And this is probably the movie I was wanting. Mm-hmm. They turned it into a game where I was like, please make this a movie. But So that's Alien 3 or Alien Cubed. If you're a sci-fi horror buff, it felt like Alien again to me. It flowed well enough, I thought. Did you think it flowed all right?
Mm-hmm.
I liked the new alien concept. That was cool.
A separate species getting its alien.
Yeah. So that was a cool feature in it. Mm-hmm. So we know aliens can be different. They can gestate with different species, like Logan said. So that's definitely cool. Is it as scary as the first one? Mm-hmm. Not really for me. What about you, Logan?
I don't think so, no.
Because you knew kind of what was happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, Alien was a true, if you hadn't watched it before, it is slow. Granted, it is a slower movie, but you didn't know what all was going to take place and how the kills were going to take place and all that. And the only shot we got of the teeth was just a few quick shots during some of the kills, but the best shot was when the dog alien was face to face with Ripley. And it just gets down beside there, and it kind of grins and opens its mouth, and then comes the inner mouth, and kind of, I don't think it actually clicked or anything. I think it just stayed closed, and then it retreated back in, because it sensed somehow by smell or something that the queen was in Ripley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but if you have the Alien franchise, this is one you got to have with it.
Yeah.
It is part of the story. Mm-hmm. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. I mean, it's not, like I said, it's old territory again. It's similar to Alien. So, yeah, there is that. I understand that you might be a little bored with it, but I just like the concept of the new breed of alien, and it moved well enough.
And I thought,
what's that?
Given that the dog alien survived molten lead,
yeah.
Do you think the queen really died in that just fire?
She's just floating around in space somewhere?
Yeah,
because no, she didn't die in a fire. Oh, you're talking about the one that
queen,
the queen that came out of Ripley's chest.
Yeah, just wriggling around down there at the bottom of the furnaces, maybe.
Ooh, well, fire. The aliens don't like fire, though. They said
true, but
we've never seen one killed per se by fire, though, did we? Or haven't we?
Not sure, because the molten lead didn't kill the one.
Hello, that's kind of a curious thought.
Not sure if the just got out is as durable, but still.
And these will be discussions for even when we get to Alien Resurrection.
Yep.
So there's a cool concept there. So there's something there that can come of it. Like I said, for public libraries, if you have the Alien collection, this will be part of it. It needs to be. It is a classic series. I know some of the prequels have been coming out, so it is even in the current minds of people.
There's also video games and comics, which I liked the comics that I read of it, because I've read some of the omnibuses. Those were good. I liked
the comics too. I have several of the Alien comics in my personal collection, the floppies, so I've enjoyed those. We've read the ones here from our library as well. That's true, and they're good.
Yeah.
And part of one of those comics actually comes to fruition in a way. And we'll be getting to that eventually after we get finished with Aliens, because we will be jumping, we'll be doing Alien Resurrection, then we'll go back and do Prometheus and Covenant, but then we start Predator series, but then the last thing that's part of this franchise, because these two are pulled together.
AVP.
Yep.
Aliens versus Predator.
And they did have a comic on that.
Really liked the first one of those.
Yeah.
So the second one was not as good, but... really like the first one.
So that'll come into play, and we'll be talking about those. And we're going to try to speed these up a little bit more, like I said, from the last one, and try to get onto other franchises, because I know we've kind of been delayed, but that's all right. Logan and I are going to start jumping through them. We're the only two that really like the Alien franchise, so hey, here we go. If it's a personal collection, again, if you have the Aliens trilogy, I think you'll probably have this as well. We have the first movie in our collection. We haven't gotten the others yet, but we're kind of cheap. We find our stuff at garage sales or in the cheap end at stores. So
pretty much.
We don't have all of them yet, but we will eventually. I do like them, and I think Logan likes them well enough.
Yep.
Is that pretty much all you can think of?
I think so.
Okay. Before we leave out, just want to make a few things. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so through our email, which is admin@comicpoplibrary.com. If you want to get in touch with us through Facebook or Twitter, look up Comic Pop Library. You'll find us there. You can like us and send us stuff that way, and we'll read it back on the recordings. Today I actually forgot to bring those in with me, so I apologize. We were in a hurry to get down here, and that was one thing that I forgot to grab. Also want to thank some of the podcatchers that's been getting a hold of us here lately. Been very cool. We have had Podchase, FM Player. Podchaser, was that one?
I think so.
I can't remember. I know FM Player, Listen Notes, U-Book, which is out of Portugal, which was kind of different.
I think Podchaser might have been one.
Something similar to that name. So we appreciate all those picking us up and having us available for their listeners to check out and try, and if they like us, to stay with us. So that's cool to see that happening. Anyway, that's going to do it for Alien 3. Next up for the franchise portion of comic popcorn movies will be Alien Resurrection. That is the fourth movie. We've been having fun discussing this movie. We hope everybody out there has been having fun listening to us. We will catch everybody on the flip side. Bye now.
Bye. I could see it all so clear. Please believe me, I really had something to say. But now it's bye-bye to my thing.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.